This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
David, may I ask you a question? Why did you play the first jingle twice? Well, that was because I forgot to put the recorder on and therefore I couldn't record this for podcast, but now I can and I have. Welcome to the Hour One Nugget and Peace of the Father. We're at part 46 already. Can you believe it? Today we're looking at 1 Peter, the third chapter, and verse 9 onwards. You know, I look at 1 Peter with such love. And the reason for that is I did a complete study on 1 Peter and 2 Peter, and I brought a word on every single verse, and I loved doing that series so much. It took us about 6 months, but we did it. And I loved it. So we're going to re-look at this during this particular series. 1 Peter, the third chapter. And we begin at verse 9, and it says this. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will bless you for it. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Absolutely amazing. Wonderful words. Glorious words, those. And those words come from Peter, the one who got things wrong, the one who was very brash, the one who denied the Lord, the one who made an attempt to walk on water. This wonderful, wonderful human being, Peter. I so understand him. So desperate to get it right, and often got it wrong. But that wisdom comes from the Holy Spirit. And that's why he's able to write so eloquently the way he does. Don't repay evil for evil. Jesus had said that, didn't he? When he said, turn the other cheek. And when Jesus said, turn the other cheek, he meant it. It wasn't an expression, a turn of phrase. He actually meant it. You see, we look at the situation in the world. We look at what is going on in the world right now. We look at threats that are coming from the Far East. And we wonder how we're going to deal with it. How are we going to sort this out? What are we going to do? You see, wars come from words. Wars come from words to begin with and then action afterwards. But we can help. by bringing this down to our level, to you and I, to look at how you and I live. When someone is nasty, when someone is insulting, and they are, how do we deal with it? Well, oftentimes we fight back. Oftentimes we insult them. Excuse me, you said that to me? Well, how about this? That's what we do. We replace insults with more insults. And we try to get the best. We try to get the better of the other person. All the time we try to do that. But what's Peter saying? Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. What is it that you said to me just then? Well, this is my response. I pray the peace of the Father over you. I pray a rich blessing upon your life in the name of Jesus. That is what I want. That is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray blessings over your life. Yeah, you've said some pretty damning things, pretty insulting things to me. But I'm going to bless you in the name of Jesus. For this is what God has called you to do, says the scripture. God has called us to do just that. Turn the other cheek, Jesus said. And we don't do it. Love one another as I have loved you, Jesus said. And we don't do it. Pick up your cross and follow me, Jesus said. But we don't do it. And we wonder why we get into trouble. We wonder why things are always going wrong. Because we are not listening to what the gospel is telling us to do. We're not listening to the likes of Peter when they say, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God called you to do. And then he proves it by saying this. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. It can't be clearer than that. You don't need to be a Bible scholar to be able to work that out. You don't need to be a theologian to understand those words. If you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. And then happiness is coming your way. That is what the Bible is saying. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. So you're supposed to be looking for where the peace is. Where do you find the peace? You know, I always find the peace in one place. Shall I tell you where that is? It's in the presence of Almighty God, and I could be in the most noisy place on earth. And if my eyes are looking heavenward, and I'm concentrating on the Lord Jesus Christ, and my eyes are fixed to His, doesn't matter where I am, the peace is there. When I think about Jesus, the peace is there. That is where I find the peace. Oftentimes I'd like to say, well, I'll go and sit by a beach somewhere beautiful, like the Seychelles. Oh, and I can find the peace of the Lord there. Yeah, I'm sure I can. But I know that if I'm looking heavenward, if I'm looking toward Jesus, then I'm finding that peace immediately, just by saying the words, "The peace of the Father." Peace hits me. It happens every time. I can feel that peace. As I bring you this word, I can feel that peace descending immediately as I tell you these things. Because I am concentrating on Jesus. Because I am worshiping my Lord Jesus Christ. And I can sense it. And I know that you can too. If you're listening intently to what is being said, you are sensing the peace of the Father right now. I know that. The Bible says in this passage, search for peace and work to maintain it. In other words, you found how to find the peace, and that's to keep your eyes on Jesus. Work to maintain that. That means don't be distracted to the left or the right. When the phone rings and you are worshiping, don't answer it. It doesn't matter who it is, don't answer it. Don't be distracted away from worship. Don't be distracted away from the Lord Jesus. Don't be distracted by anything else when you are searching for that peace and you are working to maintain it. That is what we need to do. Oh, I feel that peace now. Enjoy life, says the Word of God. See many happy days. Keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. O glorious Lord, thank you, Jesus. Search for that peace and maintain it. Because Jesus is among us right now. And I know that you sense him the same way I do. He is glorious. He is wonderful. He is our Lord. And because of him, we have achieved eternal life. Forever and ever, because of God, because of Jesus, because of what he did for us on the cross 2,000 years ago. When we leave this earth, we go to be with him in glory. Why do I know? Because the Bible tells me. How do I know? Because I feel his peace. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, I declare now in the name of Jesus, I love you and I will follow you for the rest of my life. Amen and amen. And if you agree with that prayer, just say yes and amen.